This is Vertical Living. I'm Jeff, and I'm glad you decided to join me today. We're going to talk about how you can strengthen the most important relationship you have. So grab a chair, sit back, and relax. Let's go vertical. Hello, and welcome back to Vertical Living. It's great to have you today. I was thinking of a verse the other day. Most of us are familiar with it. It's the one that says, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind." As this verse was rolling around in my head, I began to wonder what it means to love God with everything. There's the normal answers that came and went. Go to church, read your Bible, pray, do what God says. Then my mind came to one that made me think twice. Worship. I stopped at that one because something inside of me went off. It was almost like an alarm sounded to get my attention. Can worship be part of loving God? I believe it can. The real thing about worship is whether we do it to check things off a list or to love God. Normally, when we hear the word worship, our mind immediately goes to the songs that we sing in a church service. It's the time the worship team spends warming up the crowd to get them ready for the sermon. At least that is what it is to many of us. To be honest, I don't think we give enough credit to what worship is and can be, especially as a part of loving God with everything we have. I, like most people, struggle with loving God when things go wrong. It's so very easy to love God when things are going right. Life is easy, so why shouldn't we worship God? God's blessings are evident, so why shouldn't we worship God? On the other hand, when things are going wrong, it isn't as easy to worship. But have we ever stopped and wondered why? I would suggest that when the rough times hit, we allow our focus to shift from God to the problem. We then become so preoccupied with the issue that we fail to shift our focus back and remember who God is in the midst of that particular trial. We all deal with focus issues. Anyone that has had to adjust their focus by moving a book away from their face knows what I'm talking about. A camera has the ability to clarify a picture, and we call that focus. If things are out of focus, the picture is blurry and hard to see correctly. Things are not clear, and that picture can't be enjoyed by those that view it. Life can get that way if our focus is off. It's unclear and difficult to see if we don't correct it. One of the ways that we can do that is through worship. It lets us remember who God is in the midst of things and reminds us that He is still there, working and moving, even when we can't see it. No one understands the struggle of life more than Job. He can teach us a lot about worship. You remember the story. He's lost everything. All of his possessions are gone. His fortune is wiped out. He is bankrupt. If that's not enough, all of his children are at a party and the house collapses, killing all of them. His wife and friends turn on him, and she even tells him to curse God and die. Well, none of us has ever faced that much turmoil in a matter of days, but it surely feels like it sometimes. The interesting thing to me is that Job never questioned what was happening. When his wife and friends turned on him, the Bible says this about him in Job chapter 1, verse 20. At this being the bad news that he lost everything, at this, Job got up and tore his robe and shaved his head. Then he fell to the ground in worship. Why did he do this? Was it because he was supposed to do it? Was it because it was part of a ritual? No. It was because he knew who God was and his confidence went beyond circumstances. Worshipping God in the midst of the tragedy was a way that Job could love God even when he didn't feel like it. That's a difficult thing to do. Worship when you don't feel like it. Let's be honest, we would rather try and correct whatever is going on than let time pass while we do something that we don't feel like. Remember, though, that this is a part of loving God. It's the greatest commandment God ever gave us. So when He says to love Him with everything and worship is a part of loving Him that way, we should stop and take notice when He gives us an example of it happening. If worship is part of loving God with everything, we need to ask ourselves a couple of questions. The first is this: what is worship? Remember how I said that worship is more than the song sung in church? If you look at the actual definition
of it in the dictionary, music doesn't come anywhere near it. It's actually a really easy thing to figure out. Here goes. Worship is adoration and reverence expressed to God and the act of expressing that reverence. The interesting thing about this is that we can know what worship is, but still fail to worship. We can participate in something that should draw us closer to God and help us express our adoration of Him, but we remain at a distance. Worship is driving down the road and remembering a verse that you read from the Bible, and your heart explodes with reverence in the Almighty. Worship is letting yourself get lost in your thoughts of gratitude and thankfulness at God's goodness and mercy. Worship is the act of living your life as if God is the only one watching and doing everything you can to say, "Thank you for all you give me, because I do not deserve any of it." Worship is all the things you do to point to God rather than pointing to yourself. It's the act of shifting your focus toward a God that desperately loves you and wants only the best for you. It's recognizing that the best for you isn't always the easiest road to travel, but being willing to travel it anyway. It's enjoying the journey as God brings out your greatest good and His greatest glory. Question number two. How do I love God through worship? It would seem to be an easy thing to describe, loving God through worship. To do that, though, we have to break some misconceptions that we have about worship. You don't have to play worship music to worship. While it can help set the stage for our worship, it can become a dependency if we're not careful. We fall into the rut that says if worship music isn't playing, we can't worship. The thing to remember is that this is about loving God. While I can't list every way to worship, I can mention the things that others have said about worshiping God. David put it this way, Psalm 84:10, "Better is one day in your courts than a thousand elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of the wicked." In other words, wherever God is, that's where I want to be. Sometimes that's hard to do. Don't discount the little moments, though, when God whispers something to your heart. At that moment, you have stepped into the presence of God, and it gives you a choice of whether or not to worship. Remember that it's about expressing your adoration and reverence to God. We see account after account in the Bible where there were moments of worship. We must learn to look for the moments when we can worship God with everything. You'll know them. You're probably remembering some of them right now. One last thing I'd like to leave you with is this. Be willing to forego your list in worship. Allow yourself to skip the requests and simply revel in expressing your adoration to God. There will be times for you to express the needs that you have, and He wants to hear them. He also wants the times where you climb into His lap and love Him and let Him love on you. If we're not careful, we will miss those times where God can work in us through our worship. This is what loving God is. Let this time be all about God. Pretty soon, we will see things start to move, and we won't have made any requests. We were too busy loving on God, and those are the times that God longs for. Heavenly Father, today, I am asking you that you flood the lives of your people. As we strive to love you through our worship, I pray that those times would be deep. I pray that they would be full. I pray that you would give us the courage to just climb up in your lap and not worry about anything that we need, about any problems, about anything that is happening, about any trial, about any worry, about any frustration, about anything that's going on. And would we be willing to set those things aside just so that we can sit and spend time expressing our adoration of who you are? Because God, it is in those times that you can do the most in us. It is in those times that we can grow closer to you. It is in those times that draws us into your presence and everything else fades away. God, help us to look for those times. Help us to forget about the misconceptions of what we might need to do to go into worship, and not to discount the small moments of when you speak to us, and in those moments we can express our adoration and gratitude for your grace and your love and your mercy. God, I ask you today that you would solidify this in our hearts. Help us to understand how important this is to you, because you just want to spend time with us. Help us to put away the lists and to love you with all our heart and soul and mind and strength through worship. Thank you for helping us to do this, Jesus. In your name I pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Vertical Living. Be sure to check me out on Facebook at facebook.com/RevJeffW. Also, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss any episodes. I hope to see you next time.